Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
In one swoop, Republicans just screwed the American people and their own midterms chances. I'm breaking this down with friend of the show, Cameron Kosky. You can find his channel below. Watch until the end. Drop a like and check this out.
Trump's big disaster bill is very hated by Republicans, and I'm joined today by my friend Adam Mockler to try and figure out what the fuck is going on before we get the results. What's up, man?
What's up? I think MAGA just hates poor people. That might just be it.
And each other, and seemingly this bill. But let's take a look at what Steve Scalise had to say about it, because he offered some very, very insightful political analysis.
Able-bodied people, 35-year-olds sitting at home playing video games. They're going to now have to go get a job. That's right. And by the way, that's a good thing for them. Their mom doesn't want them sitting in the basement playing video games anyway.
Okay, can I just say, yeah, I'm sure you're going to say the same thing because I saw this tweet too. That 35-year-old in the basement playing video games probably voted for Trump. He was probably radicalized by Gamergate against woke and supported Trump. So this goes to show that they really are going after their own base.
Yeah.
But it seems like this is their argument now.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Elon Musk plays video games. So if you want to cut off government subsidies to gamers, oof, cut off all the subsidies to Elon Musk. But secondly, the idea that most people receiving Medicaid are just lazy gamers is not even true. It's people who have disabilities or vulnerable communities who need it to get by, people of all ages, not just 35-year-old gamers. It's like the worst strawman argument ever. But like, on a serious note, what Republicans do is they try to undermine an institution by saying there's waste, immigrants are using it, brown people are using it. Then after they undermine it, they use that as a pretext to endlessly tear it down and pull the wool over MAGA's eyes. And that's what we're seeing. But a lot of Republicans are pushing back, right?
There's this guy, you know, I'm sure as someone in the content world, you see this too. We can't read every hate comment, but there's some people who are just obsessed with us and appear in the comments of every single thing we post. And we're like, oh my God, you're more of a fan than the people who like us.
Yeah.
And there's this one guy whose username used to be the conservative Chad, but he changed it. And he just left this really sad comment where he was like, listen, I disagree with you on most things, but I'm really concerned about this bill because I have a disability and this is really going to fuck with me. So I don't really know what to do. And it's just this guy, I've been so annoyed with him. I've been like, this guy's such an asshole, but it really puts a human impact story on what's going on. And the Democratic pushback has been interesting to watch because some of the messaging has been good. A lot of the messaging has still been focused on freaking out about Zohran Mamdani. Speaking of which, let's take a look at Zohran derangement syndrome victim Jeffries on the floor. He gave a record-breakingly long speech in which he called out the Christian nationalist right hypocrisy. Let's take a look.
I'm not down with this situation. I'm not down with this situation.
Same, by the way.
Well, you got some folks in this town.
Tell it.
Come on. They go to church.
Take your time.
Mr. Speaker, I said some folks in this town, they go to church.
That's right. Take your time.
And I'm not questioning anybody's faith. I'm just making an observation. Got some folks in this town, they go to church and they pray on Sunday.
All right, spit it out.
P-R-A-Y.
Say the truth.
And then they come to Congress and pray P-R-E-Y on the American people. I'm not down with that kind of faith. That ain't my faith. That's not our faith.
Say it.
That's not the faith that comes
Okay. So the version of that that's 50 seconds shorter would have been bars.
I was going to make a joke saying like he needs to wrap it up or speed it up. But he was like 8 hours into his speech. So, I mean, he was just trying to milk it at that point.
He was trying to pad out the time. Yeah. I don't know where I'm at on these really long speeches, because on the one hand, Cory Booker gave his record-breaking speech and everybody was like, oh, there's finally some sort of opposition to Trump. And at the time, I was sort of super impressed by it. First of all, he's already fucking releasing a book about it. And I'm just like, stop releasing books, people who are currently in office. If you're in office right now, do your fucking job. Stop releasing books. But it also just goes to show the cynicism of something like what Booker did, where it's like, okay, if you're going to put out some opposition to Trump and then immediately just capitalize on it, that's so craven and stupid. But I'm just like, Jeffries, you're coming out here to position yourself as some opposition force. And a couple days ago, as this bill was on its way to fuck up all these people's lives, you were just talking shit about Zohran Mamdani. Like, what is this party's priorities at this point?
Yeah, it feels like Booker probably already had that book written. I mean, it's in his name. Booker? No, that was a really bad joke. But the thing is, I think
we're keeping it in. We're not cutting that. You have to pay the price.
I have to pay the price. I like the long speeches because they're one tool of many. If they're one tool of many in a democracy, right? If you are giving those long speeches, but you're also fighting in other avenues, you're door knocking, you're phone banking, you are using every single avenue to punch back, to obstruct, and you're willing to break norms over and over and over, then the long speeches can be fine. But if that's just all you're going to do is a long speech, then sell a book, I can see how it's a little bit performative. I just think the Democrats need to be willing to break the norms in the way that Republicans do, because if one side is playing by the norms and the other isn't playing by the norms, then it's an uneven playing field. So that's what really annoys me. But yeah, regarding the bill itself, I know we're going to talk a little bit more about that. What Democrats need to be talking about in particular is with the Medicaid work requirements. They tried to do this exact thing in Arkansas a few years back. And the theory was, if you lower the barrier to get the work requirements, more people will go back to work. They'll be forced back to work. But in reality, it ended up locking a lot of really vulnerable people out because there was so much bureaucratic paperwork that disabled people couldn't do the paperwork and vulnerable populations didn't have the ability to do it. So I think like 19,000 people it was lost their Medicaid in Arkansas. And you can look this up. It's all true. It happened.
So many right-wing policies, while they're talking about how, you know, big government is so inefficient and everything, end up adding more bureaucracy to situations where there needs to be less bureaucracy. Let's take a look at some weird MAGA guy calling the speech hogwash, because I think he really slayed with that.
Jury is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I come from the Show Me State, and what we just heard can be defined in one word. A bunch of hogwash is what we've heard for 8 hours on that side of the building. I'll tell you, for the 8 hours, Mr. Could we have order?
We'll suspend.
Yeah, this guy thought that was some sort of own and everything, but it's like, this guy's from Missouri. I guarantee you, if you take the quality of life in Jeffrey's district and put it up against the quality of life in his, he probably won't feel so hot with his ugly facial hair and his bad fitting suit. But Mike Johnson, who's the wannabe televangelist Trump, also went ahead and gave his own little retort that was equally kind of inert and feckless and useless. Let's have a look at that.
The Republican Party stands for law and order, and this is the side that stands with law enforcement, the brave men and women who are on the front line. The idea that those who put their own lives on the line to protect us would be assaulted for doing their jobs is unconscionable.
Meanwhile, we're going to pardon
law
every Capitol rioter.
I know you agree. I know. Amen. Law enforcement.
Me when my son gets a notification that I just visited Pornhub. You know about that, right?
Yeah. The Republicans attacking porn is its own issue, and it's its own weirdness and weird evangelism. But I think the Republican Party is feeling very embarrassed right now. And when they feel embarrassed, they lash out. It's kind of a Trump tactic. And I think Mike Johnson is trying to mimic Trump because he sees the successful behaviors that MAGA seems to really enjoy. But he's, again, trying to be evangelist Trump. It's going to be interesting to see how this goes, because there seem to be some Republican votes in opposition to this. And no matter how long this continues to drag out, if this is stopped, if they block this, this will be the first big defeat for Trump of hopefully many in Trump 2.0. So while we close this out, like, you know, do you have any predictions?
I think it's going to pass. It very, very likely will pass. The House voted to proceed today. Unfortunately, the Republicans are pretty spineless and are going to vote along with the Trump package. And our generation is going to be the one that bears the burden long term. I mean, every generation will bear the burden, of course, in the short and long term. But $5 trillion to the debt is absolutely insane. Republicans know this is morally wrong. You can see in the way that they held it up. They fought yesterday. Elon Musk, when he posts on Twitter that this is a terrible, destructive bill, he's right. It is politically suicidal. None of the Republicans will want to be able to run on this in the midterms. They won't be able to run on this. In fact, Democrats can run on the bill in a counterintuitive way, because we'll say, look what they stripped away from you. So it's absolutely terrible. Even beyond like all the jokes about Republicans being weirdos, they are genuinely destructive to our country, both long term and in the immediate term. And we give them one shred of power, they run a mile. So we need to be messaging. We need to be fighting back, punching back hard. And yeah.
And we can never let them talk about debt again, because the amount of debt they're trying to add, like just a couple months ago, Mike Johnson was saying that the number one issue our country faces is debt. And now they are just raking it in. And they did it during the first Trump administration too, and still managed to successfully run on it. So Democrats, if you're listening, you are being handed a ton of things to run on a silver platter. Don't do what you continue to do and turn these issues down. Thank you, Adam, for joining. And we will have to see how this goes. Hopefully, the American people do not suffer this terrible attack the way that they very well might. Thanks, everybody. Like and subscribe and all that shit. We'll see you soon.
Peace out.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.